money.
Today, I thought I'd first start out with talking to all of my seller listeners about pricing your home right. In today's market, we're in demand of outpacing supply in many regions of the country. Pricing a house is one of the biggest challenges in real estate professional faces. Sellers often want to price their home higher than recommended, especially in a market like we're in today. And many agents go along with the idea to keep their clients happy. However, the best agents realize that telling the homeowner the truth is more important than getting the seller to like them. There is no later. Sellers sometimes think, if the home doesn't sell for price, I can always just lower it later. However, research proves that homes that experience a listing price reduction sit on the market for much longer, ultimately selling for less than similar homes. A seller who prices high in the beginning and then lowers the price, most of the time it's going to take longer to sell and they're going to leave with less net profit in their pocket. Additionally, the "I'll lower the price later" approach can paint a negative image in the buyer's minds. Each time a price reduction occurs, buyers can naturally think something must be wrong with that house. Then when the buyer does make an offer, they lowball the price because the seller is highly motivated. Pricing it for right from the start eliminates all of these challenges. You do not want to build a negotiating room into your price, as the plan will not serve you well. Many sellers say that they want to price their home high in order to have negotiating room, but that will actually does the opposite and lowers the number of the potential buyers that see the house. And eliminating demand like this will negatively impact the sales price of your home. Not sure about this? Think of it this way. When a buyer is looking for a home online, as they always do, they put the desired price range in. So let's say if a seller is looking to sell their house at $400,000, but list at $425,000 to build that negotiating room, any potential buyers that search in the $350,000 to $400,000 range won't even know that your listing is available, let alone come see it. So what about the comparisons online of that home that is priced at $425,000? How does your home compare when it's priced, should be priced at $400,000? A better strategy would be price it properly, maybe even a little bit lower than market from the beginning, and bring in multiple offers. This focuses these buyers to compete against each other for the right to price on your home. Now look at it this way. If you only receive one offer, you're set up in the adversarial position against the prospective buyer. If, however, you have multiple offers, you have two or more buyers fighting to please you, and in this market, you can actually have 5, 10, 20 buyers, which will result in a better selling situation. So the price is right. Great pricing comes down to the truly understanding the real estate dynamics in your neighborhood. Look for an agent that will time and simply explain exactly where you need to price that home. You need an agent that will tell you what they need to do rather than what you want to hear. It's critically important to make sure that you price your home right, even in a market like today when we know that there's lack of inventory, there's a lot of buyers. If you don't price it right, it can be devastating to your bottom line. So do things the right way the first time, maximize your dollars. Now, if I'm talking to any of my buyers out there listening, this actually can be helpful for you as well, because here's what I would encourage for you to do. Do what the majority do, not the majority do. Do what the minority might do, not the majority. So what I mean by that is take a look at these homes that are overpriced. So if you see a home when you're looking at online properties and you notice that the house, when you look at the pictures, isn't comparable to, in a good way, to the other homes that you're looking, go take a look at those homes, because guaranteed the majority aren't. They're deleting those properties, which means they're not getting any buyers. Where does that put you? It puts you in a great offer, a great position to be ahead of the seller's position. So you might actually get a really great deal on that property. And that is my money chat for you today. Coming up next, do you want to know how to do a podcast with purpose? Well, my next guest, Devi Adeya, the spiritual entrepreneur, is going to be talking with us today right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.